This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You see the story about Wheeler's brother in the paper today?
Yes, the painter.
Really fascinating story.
Yeah.
Wheeler's brother had some type of tachycardia disease where his heart fluttered and was irregular. And he was a great athlete as well. I mean, had the chance to maybe play pro. But because of his heart irregularity, he couldn't play, right?
Okay.
So he turned to poetry, of all things, as a way to deal with either the depression or the stuff that came along with it. He then met, he had a wonderful girlfriend, apparently, that held on to all of his poetry. He went to go throw all this stuff out over a bridge one day because he wasn't feeling good about himself. Long story short, the girlfriend goes, I have all your poetry, you're not throwing it out. Now, I don't think they're dating anymore, but there's a great, you know, a friendship there. He then meets a photographer. He then decides to take his poetry and put it on people, like write on them. And he's now like one of the top most well thought of, I don't know, artists. He's got a big show in Brooklyn or something coming up.
He's a poet.
I don't know what he's like, an artist though.
Isn't art weird?
Yeah, it's like, so it'd be like,
let me write on you.
It'd be like, yes.
Jerry, artist,
No, I'm going to write it. You're not going to write on me. Yeah, I'm going to write on you.
Whatever.
No, well, there's a lot more space in his head.
I'm going to write.
No, no, don't be like that. You
write.
Said no.
I'm going to write.
Don't
douche on your forehead.
Right on Jerry's forehead. You're fighting with Jerry. Jerry, write yawn on Boomer's face.
I'm going to write douche on your forehead. Come over here.
Jerry, write hypocritical on Boomer's forehead.
I'm not.
That's what you said during the break.
I'm out of this. It was not during the break. It was to his face.
Nobody ran into each other today. If any of us pass out in front of each other,
we've had an opportunity. Yes.
Okay.
We could do that.
In any event, he writes on people now, and people love it.
Yeah.
Was like a tattoo?
No, it's like Sharpie.
Oh, but yeah, but it's on
a person.
And then they photograph it.
And then they take a picture of it.
Right, and that's art.
If we could take a photograph of Craig, we could write douche across his face.
All right, the Yankees lost two last night. They'll play tonight with Tanaka.
I want to see that segment in closed captioning.
Why?
All right, time
now. There's a woman in Chicago that does that. That's where like the closed captioning takes place.
And what do you mean? For the show?
Yeah, she's in Chicago right now. Like, if you could bring up closed captioning on this thing, she writes it, but she's got no shot of that.
That would be tough.
Yeah,
what else you got? No way. I have moment of the day, which
you could really screw up the closed caption if we just sat there and just
play Terry Collins clips.
Exactly.
Moment of the day, which is brought to you by Resorts World Casino, New York City, with over 5,500 games and the highest payouts anywhere. They've got more right next door.
Moment of the day.
All right. Well, Craig hasn't eaten since he had bad seafood 4 days ago, at least not prior
to
this clip.
I've not eaten solid food since Sunday.
Today, he discussed his favorite dishes and what he is missing.
Spicy tuna with extra tuna on top.
Nice.
And a little spicy mayo on top of that. I like the Bobo Brazil roll there.
Moist clams.
Yeah. That's right. Just saying.
Jesus.
You do what you got to do.
Whatever floats your boat.
I like to go to town downtown and just get the boat.
You're a cock eater.
Or beats up your stomach. Float your boat, beating up your stomach.
By 10 o'clock this morning, I'll have my blood results. They will not be good. I know that. I'll probably go on Crestor by midday today. I'll artificially lower my cholesterol, and I'll just start eating like a pig again.
Why don't you just have a little oatmeal in the morning? That would help you.
Nah.
Oatmeal, fresh strawberries.
Yeah.
Isn't that a great way to start your day? Yes.
Of course, my wife just said, don't eat anything. Just drink juice and lose more of that chin weight.
Use this as a starter.
That's
it.
Yeah. God. That was 2 minutes ago.
You know, and I thought it was just happening here, but it actually happens everywhere you go.
My in-laws, my parents, my family, yeah, everyone.
Listen, you fat bastard.
Yeah. That's right.
There you go. Moment of the day.
It's not very nice.
No.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.